Hi, Abby. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So, do you want to just tell me a little bit about yourself? What you do, how old you are, where you're from?
Yeah, my name's Abby. I'm 22. I'm originally from Yorkshire, Hull in particular. I'm currently studying at University of East London, studying sports science.
Excellent. And so you told me in the past you had a particularly nasty run-in with a bouncer at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what were you doing on this night out? Like, what was this event?
Basically, it was a Christmas staff party around this time last year. So everyone from I work at the pub, and everyone from the pub, including and stuff, was out celebrating.
Okay. So what happened that night?
Well, basically, we went to all of us from work, and we just gone to a club in Covent Garden. We literally just got in, all got drinks, and then the next thing I know, I wake up on the floor with a bouncer pressed against my face.
Jeez. So, yeah. What did anybody? So you say you just woke up on the floor with that happening. Has anybody else who was out with you tell you what happened?
Well, surprisingly enough, all my bosses obviously turned round, saw what happened, saw me on the floor. They tried to drag the bouncer off. My supervisor at the time, in particular, tried to drag the bouncer off, and then the couple of other bouncers apparently grabbed him and beat him up too.
So, like, to your knowledge, there's nothing that made this attack happen. Like, you hadn't been doing anything that would force them to do that. It just completely came out of the
No, interesting story. I did report it to the police, and I made a report about it. And their image of the story is completely different from what the bar's excuse was, what my boss had got in touch with them about.
Yeah. Oh well, so by the sound of it, they kind of just got away with it. Nothing really came of it.
No, well, basically, my boss straight away, obviously, he's in the hospitality business too. I went straight to the manager and I wrote a complaint and stuff. And they basically turned around and accused my boss, my top boss, of trying to bite one of the bouncer's legs, which is outrageous.
Yeah.
And then when I reported it to the police, I only presume because the police and them are quite good friends, before I even given a chance or permission to view the CCTV, they were so like accusing and stuff, to the point because my third speaker's quite broken. I have to usually put things on loudspeaker, that my friend was there at the time, and they was asking me questions like, "How do you not remember what happened?" And I kept telling them I was knocked unconscious. And they couldn't get, they were like trying to push me to say that I was really drunk when I wasn't,
Yeah.
which is bizarre. I mean, for their excuse, when I did give them permission, they threatened to basically arrest me. Their excuse was the bouncer pushed past me, knocked me over by accident, and when they went to help me up, that I attacked them.
Well, do you think that there is a problem in London specifically with bouncers kind of being able to get away with anything they want and bouncers who maybe just looking for a fight, getting into the position as opposed to them trying to protect other people?
Massively, yeah. I do think they cause more trouble than what they stop. I understand that they do need securing things on doors and stuff, but in my experience, from not ever being in trouble with the police or anything in the past, or never being involved in like, just say like drunken fights and stuff around town, not being any bother, I've seemed to have had a few problems with bouncers in particular, that just discriminating. Times where I've been going to been in the queue in the door, and I've been with a guy, and they've just turned around to him and said, "Not tonight, mate," and then made out like they're drunk. And
Yeah.
it's just seemed, when they're not, it could be our first bar and stuff, and it's just because they don't like the look of the person, and it just makes people angry. And I can see why a lot of people do end up getting frustrated at them,
Yeah.
but they make a lot more trouble than what it's worth.
So, I mean, I guess it's fair to say that even if this 2012 issue isn't really a thing, that there needs to be some kind of reform in the system because there are clearly problems there and it's clearly affecting people. I mean, not getting let in on the door is frustrating and it might lead to other things. But I mean, you were put in a situation where you were actually seriously injured by a
Yeah.
bouncer. So clearly there is an issue there.
Massively, and especially because both the stories of the bounce of the club itself and the police really didn't add up one.
Yeah. I guess that's what you're kind of saying is it's an institutionalized problem rather than just a few one-offs.
Yeah, it's not just a one-off, especially in the couple of years, like in the last 2 years, I'd say it's been a massive problem, what I've seen.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for providing us with this interview, and I hope you don't run into too many problems in the future.
Thank you very much.